It is 24 past 8. Give us your top three because Eddie's on the line.
I feel we should be talking to Eddie. Well, Shander Paul, I would have number one. I would have Lance Gibbs number two. And Rowan Kanai and Clive Lloyd equal third.
Never heard of the first
three. We'll go through
three.
Those
Clive
stats.
Clive Lloyd's number one.
Tomorrow, Elvin Kalacharan would also be in the mix.
Duke's just giving you the order. About Clive Lloyd is number one.
Eddie Betts is now number one again at Carlton. He's back in Navy where he's very, very comfortable after 184 games prior to his sojourn, a little hiatus over at Adelaide. He's back in the Navy blue and he joins us on the Breakfast Club. Eddie, good morning.
Morning, guys. How are we?
We're going very well, mates. You were emotional yesterday. You were talking about what it was like to be back at Carlton. Can you actually believe it's happened?
No, I don't, to be honest. I never thought I'd come back and play for the Blues. And, they've always been in my heart because I'm a life member and I've always watched them from afar. But to come home and finish off the career, it's something special.
We've been waiting for it. It's been mooted for a couple of weeks that you could be a chance to get back at Navy Blue headquarters there at Icon Park. It took a long time. Now, I worked out why, Eddie, because you had to go through the acting classes to get the little promotion on social media, the Back to the Future gig. That was unbelievable. How'd that go?
That happened about 7 years ago for the Best and Fairest. We did some filming at Carlton and they brought it back up. And the funny thing was, like, I'm sponsored by Adidas and on that film there, they got me in Nike shoes.
Oh, no.
So hopefully that won't get out.
The sponsors never like that, do they?
No, they don't.
But how was it, mate? I saw you give a couple of the fans a big kiss and a hug. They must be pretty happy down there to see you. Is the same old people down there?
Yeah, the same old the fans there, the cheer squad, were there. And I'm pretty close with those guys. And it was a bit weird, actually, to be honest, walking back into Icon Park. You know, I'd never been there for 6 years and walked back into the ground and on the oval. It was a weird feeling, but, you know, still hasn't really sunk in yet, to be completely honest with you.
Was it a tough decision, Ed? Because I know I saw a couple of Instagram posts, Big Tex Walker and Big Sauce put up a few photos, and you're obviously a much-loved person there at Adelaide. Was it tough to sort of break those relationships? Obviously, you'll stay in touch with them, but to move on?
Yeah, it is. It is really tough, and I actually thought back on the way home on the plane, I'm like, am I making the right decision? And I know that I am making the right decision for myself, the right time for myself and my family and where my footy is at the moment. And, we've been through a lot in this footy club. We've been to hell and back and, we lost the grand final and then probably the most important one was, you know, the death to Phil Walsh that really brought this group together. And, you know, we've been really close since then and it's hard to say goodbye. And I told the boys the other day that it's not the end. And it's not goodbye. We're still going to stay friends forever. But I'm going to be on a different team. So it was really tough and it was actually a bit emotional. And finally now it's done and over. And I can look forward to packing up, moving all my gear back to Melbourne.
So did you need it, Eddie, just in your own self? You needed to try something new, get back to where it started, just to cleanse yourself of all that difficult times, all those difficult times at Adelaide?
I believe so. I believe, like I said just then, I think it was the right time for myself, and especially for family as well. You know, we have four young kids, and my mother lives in Western Australia, and my father lives down in Port Lincoln, and we really don't have any support with family here, and all my wife's family's back home as well. We've got a lot of friends back in Melbourne as well. That could help out in that aspect. And we're putting all that together with my footy and support. We thought it was the right time.
If David Teague wasn't coaching, would you have been so enthusiastic?
Yeah, I probably would still be. Obviously me and David are close mates and I've played with David when he was at Carlton, when we were at Carlton together. And, he coached me for 3 years at the Adelaide Crows. But, it's just interesting how things turn out. And now he's a senior coach. It'll be interesting to go and play under him as the senior coach because he's a wonderful person, David.
Just a little bit more, Eddie, on the decision to come back. When did it first cross your mind about potentially coming back to Carlton? Obviously, you didn't have the year you would have loved at the Crows this year. And I think we're all surprised when you're playing in the SANFL there at one point. When was it that you started to think, might need a change?
To be honest, it would have been about 2 months ago. About a month ago, to be honest. Like, I've always had it in the back of my mind, should I or shouldn't I? And then it only got serious about a month and a half ago, where we started talking about the possibility coming back to Carlton or Gold Coast, you know, because Gold Coast offered me a 3-year deal, and I actually turned that one down just to get back to Melbourne for that family support as well. So, it was a hard decision, to be honest, but it was only about a month and a half ago when it got really serious.
And if you had your time again, would have you gone across to Adelaide, or would have you stayed a one-club player?
No, I think I would have came across to Adelaide. You know, just coming across, yeah, different change. You know, I was a different player over at the Adelaide Crows. My leadership grew when I was here. You know, I spoke up more. I became a better person, a better teammate, and a better leader. And I believe that's what I can offer going back to Carlton. I'm a different person, and I believe I'm a different player going back to Carlton. When I was first at Carlton, you know, I was that quiet, shy boy that really didn't speak up. I wasn't, I would say I was professional, but I wasn't that professional, just with off-field stuff. And, you know, I've really grown up since then, and they're going to see a different Eddie Betts, I guess.
Is that in the extension of that question is to say, do you feel like you want to go back and finish at Carlton as the new Eddie Betts to have that bit more of an impact on the footy club, not just for your goals, but for everything else?
Yeah, I do. I believe so, because I'm a life member of that footy club, and I love the footy club, and I want to see that footy club do well and success. So for me to go back now, it's like a, you know, fairy tale ending and homecoming at the same time, and I'm really looking forward to it, what I can do on the field and off.
Well, the Blues faithful are absolutely rapt to have you back. I reckon footy fans are pretty keen to see you back in the Navy Blue as well, Eddie. And we can't wait to see what 2020 holds for you and also the Carlton Football Club as well. Well done, mate. Looking forward to catching up with you soon. Good luck in the Navy Blue.
No, thanks. Half, you're coaching the Gills, right?
You betcha.
You got a spot for me there to help out?
Mate, anytime you like.
There we go.
Consider yourself hired.
Don't need a forward line coach.
Mate, you can do whatever the hell you like. You can take my job. Good on you, buddy. We'll chat soon.
Chat very soon.
Eddie Betts, absolutely. I've never got an assistant. That's a beauty. What a great result.